My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Feedback coming in. We're just a couple days away from the start of Detroit Lions training camp. We'll start to get some news. Rookies report on Saturday. Veterans come in on Tuesday. Man, exciting time. Things pick up after that. Next thing you know, you got a preseason game rolling around and everybody's fired up. Scott writes in, the intangibles of risk. This is regarding Dan Campbell saying, yeah, he may gear it back. It depends on the kind of team he has. If you have a group of people who don't think something will work and you convince them that it will work, all other things being equal, the chances of them getting it done go way up. It's not just being aggressive. It's preparing your team to succeed at being aggressive. Regarding season tickets, season ticket holders and non-season ticket holders trying to get training camp tickets, Drew and Duran says the tickets were available for non-season ticket holders yesterday. I got on at 9:58 and logged on to Ticketmaster, and there were 4,985 people in front of me. I waited for like 5 hours, got into the front, and they were sold out for all dates. Diana in Swartz Creek. I got online at 9:57 for training camp tickets, and there were 1,085 people in front of me. I had my husband try about 20 minutes later, and he had over 8,000 people in line. Took about 30 minutes to get my 4 tickets. Let's go, Lions. See, so between 9:57 and 9:58, according to Diana and Drew, at 9:57, Diana had 1,085 people in front of her. At 9:58, Drew had 4,985 people in front of him. Eric in Chesterfield, I scored training camp tickets for 8:11 and 8:14, and my wait was less than 30 minutes, but I have seen that some waited 4 hours and didn't get any. From an unnamed texter, season ticket holders can't transfer or sell the training camp tickets. Jared in Waterford, $70 preseason tickets, couldn't get training camp tickets. No Lions for me this year. Unnamed texter, I logged in to get tickets at 10:01. We had 7,300 people in front of me, waited till later in the day, and only got to 4,000. From an unnamed texter, they were supposed to send an email for early registration. I never got my email, and now I can't get my tickets. Well, that's too bad. Boy, a lot of feedback on this. I logged on to the site at 10:01 a.m. I was 4,500th in line, didn't get through until 2:30, and everything was gone, obviously. From an unnamed texter, lower bowl season ticket holder, and I did not get training camp tickets, signed on 40 minutes late, and did not get them. 9,000 people were in line. Another one here. The queue is over 9,000 in line. I got to 500, and they sold out before I could get any. Hey, Doug and Kang, I was online at 9:30 yesterday morning waiting for tickets. The link started to work at 9:56. When I got on there, 80 people were ahead of me, but once you got through the queue, you were able to get tickets to any of the days. I ended up getting tickets for every practice. I'm so happy.
Yeah, but she said she was 80?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a low number. The other people were 9,000.
Yeah, I feel like if somebody got, this person got tickets to every single practice.
Should that be allowed?
I don't know. I'm not sure. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Derek in Wyandotte. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Derek.
Hey. Hey, Kang. Hi, Doug. How you guys doing?
What's up?
So I just got off the phone with your call screener. So yesterday I jumped on at 9:58 a.m. just for the July 29th, you know, practice on a Monday morning.
Yep.
The queue said 4,000. So I waited from 10 to 12:30. Finally got through. As soon as I got through, it directed me to the tickets. Then it said sold out. I tried going back, refreshing multiple times, and nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of is what it is. If it's a free item, obviously the price is right for everyone, so it's going to be very popular.
I understand that. Yeah. It's just a bummer.
It is a bummer. Without question, it's a bummer.
I thought I would share my experience with that. So.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
248-539-9797.
That sucks, though. He got, I mean, all the way through. It sounds like right till the end. And then they said, I don't know if he filled out his information and then it said sold out or it said sold out when he got there.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to, like you said, everybody hates waiting in line. But it's if it's what you got to go through. For those of you that got tickets, feel very blessed to get the free training camp tickets.
We're talking about practice.
I know, right?
Not a game. Not a game.
Look, I like watching football practice so much. I want to start a practice network where we carry practice live. We have reporters at practice. We have game day skates. We got cameras there to see who's skating. We got pregame shoot-arounds. We got all that stuff, everything but the game. I want to fill with morning workouts. Like, can we get GoPros in workout facilities so we can watch the guys? Like, we're going to have all that on the practice network. Training table. We don't need to have guys mic'd up, but if we have GoPros up in the corner of the training table, watch what they're eating, watch them work out, watch them practice.
You know, we
won't go in the locker room. I'll just state that. Well, the locker room is off limits.
The crazy thing about receiver is, of course, the guys are mic'd up, but they get them mic'd up all the way through. You get to hear what's going on in the tent.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
When the tent comes on the side, you never get that. Nope. You're not supposed to. And then we're like one step away from getting a camera in there. But, I mean, you can hear what they're talking about, what hurts, is it this, is it that, and then all the stuff they don't want you to hear and see, you get to hear it at least.
Well, what's funny about that is I spent 16 years being a sideline reporter, and the tent is a recent phenomenon. There was the table behind the bench that was open for everyone to see, which now in retrospect seems kind of crazy now that we've invented and brought in the tent.
We should build a tent.
Yes, a portable tent. So it's private. But I would position myself at a place where I would watch and I could see they're working on his left knee. But now with the tent, you kind of hang around outside the tent and you hope, because they generally don't answer questions. The best you could hope for as a sideline reporter trying to get injury information was when a player came out of the tent, sometimes the trainer would look at you and wink or give you a thumbs up or something. And then you'd have an idea that a player might be coming back. They got him mic'd up in there telling the players exactly what they're looking at. When Justin Jefferson took the hit to the back and spit up some blood,
oh, man, I was thinking of the same thing.
It was interesting because the first thing the trainers asked him, did you bite your tongue or bite a cheek or something?
Yeah, they got to know where the source is. Yep. Where is this bleeding coming from, right?
And they quickly realized.
Dude.
Yeah, it was coming.
From your lungs.
He was coughing up blood, and that was the game changer. But just kind of interesting.
Yeah, but you know what he did, Doug? As he went off the field to go inside, he gave his parents the thumbs up, but he wasn't coming back, man.
No, he wasn't coming back.
So.
And I mean, if you're coughing up blood, you probably should go to.
Yeah. No, they did the. I mean, they're the professionals. They did the right thing. But my point is, you know, the wink and thumbs up, who knows? I think the next step that you don't do sidelines anymore. You're the voice now.
Yep.
Is that still Jason Avant on the sidelines?
Yes, it is.
What he needs to do is if they pull out the tent. This might be hard during day games, but like night games or inside maybe.
Yeah.
You need to get a really bright light to get shadows. What's going on? What are they working? The tent, yeah. Like shadow pup. All right. Is here's it his leg
to,
up?
Here's what you have to remember about Jason. If it's a wide receiver that got hurt, Jason's too busy trying to lobby to get put in the game. He'll be the first ever sideline reporter to check into a game.
We got Jansen on the sidelines too now?
No. I mean,
you're working with two guys that want to play still?
I'm working with two guys that still
want to play. That's what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, in some of those blowouts, I'm looking for him to slip in there somewhere. That's the way he's wired. But he gets in huddles. Like he gets, Jason Avant gets to places the previous sideline reporter got nowhere close to. All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.